Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come on before you every Saturday morning and break bread with you. Amen. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where the leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and the senior pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. They have services every Sunday beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school, and worship service starts at 10 a.m. They also have Bible studies every Wednesday, actually at noon Eastern Standard Time. You can call them to this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to their Bible study live. They also have Bible studies at their location every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on YouTube, Facebook, and their website is comingtothelight.org. Comingtothelight.org. Well, thank you once again for calling in. And before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song. Amen.
So the song says, mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all listen. And bodies are still being raised. Woo! Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it. Wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Do
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the move. Say, we've been fasting. We've been praying. We've been waiting on you, God. Because we need a move. Everything that's going on in this world. Only you, God, can step in and fix it. Only you, God, can turn things around. Only you, God, can make things better, God. We need a move. Move by your spirit, God. Move by your spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, thank you once again for calling in. We've reached the second month of the year 2022. Do y'all even remember January? Man, it flew by. The second month of the year 2022. Time is sped up. It's sped up, which means we're running out of time. The Bible says that the days will be short. Well, let's get on into the word. Coming out of the book of St. Mark. St. Mark. My Uncle Michael, my Aunt Fanny B's husband, celebrated a birthday this weekend, giving him a shout out all the way in Macomb, Mississippi. Love you, sir. Hope you enjoyed it. Coming out of the book of St. Mark, St. Mark, the first chapter, I'm going to read verses 14 and 15. St. Mark, first chapter, verses 14 and 15. And it reads, "Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Verse 15 says, and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. What gospel? Gospel of the kingdom of God. As it reads in verse 14. The gospel of the kingdom of God. The title of the message this morning is The Real OG. The real OG. Let us pray. Father, we thank you once again for being with us as we lay down to rest before you last night, God. Thank you for charging your angels to be encamped around about us, protecting us and keeping us in their care, Father, watching over us, fighting off all the fiery darts of the enemy, keeping us from all harm and danger, Father. And thank you for waking us up this morning to see another glorious, wonderful day that you have made, for we shall rejoice and be glad in it, God. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come into your presence once again, to sit at your feet, God, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, God, to hear your heartbeat, to receive what you will have to say to us this morning, to equip us, to build us up, to make us ready, God, to prepare us to go out into this world and do what you called us to do. Thank you for your word, Father, your word that saves, your word that heals, your word that delivers, your word that sets free, Father, all those who are bound, captive in what we call the world of sin. Thank you, Father, for your son, Jesus, who you sent to be the propitiation for our sins. Thank you for allowing him to go to the cross, God, taking the sins of the world, for dying on the cross, God, and even going to hell for us, taking the keys of hell from Satan and raising him up, God, on the third day with all power. And thank you for receiving Jesus into heaven with his precious sinless blood, God, giving us access to you. Thank you for Holy Spirit, who you sent to be our teacher, to be our guide, our comforter. Thank you for you, Father, Almighty God, our Father, Abba Father. Thank you for adopting us into your family, God, for calling us your own, your chosen generation, your royal priesthood, your holy nation, God, your peculiar people, your family, children, sons and daughters of God. And now, Father, as we receive your word, help us to apply to our lives, God, to make it personal, Father, to go out and do what you called us to do. We thank you and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. The real OG. Now, I'm sure few of us have heard that phrase OG. Normally it will mean original gangster, but the real OG is talking about the original gospel. The original gospel. Gospel, the good news. The message concerning Christ, the kingdom of God and salvation. This is the interpretation of the Christian message, the gospel. And the reason why it's called the original gospel, we're going to get into that, looking at St. Mark. I'm going to read verses 14 and 15 again. It says, now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. That was Jesus' message when he began his ministry. Now, when we look at the Gospel of Mark, according to Mark, Mark starts off in verse 1 saying, the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. So Mark starts off by talking about the ministry of Jesus. Mark, who I call man on a mission, Mark was all about spreading the gospel. Mark was, he was an early missionary and church leader. The author of what we call the second gospel. Matthew being the first, Mark the second, Luke the third gospel, and John the fourth gospel. And he was the son of Mary, and whose home the Jerusalem believers met to pray when Peter was in prison by Herod Agrippa. Mark was sometimes called by his Jewish name, John, and sometimes by his Roman name, Mark. John Mark was kin to Barnabas. After Barnabas and Saul completed a relief mission to Jerusalem, they took Mark with them when they returned to Antioch. When Barnabas and Saul went as missionaries, they took Mark to help. That's why I call Mark a man on a mission. He was all about spreading the gospel. The most likely reason was because Paul had become the dominant missionary and was taking the gospel to the Gentiles, and so that was what Mark wanted to do. Mark wanted to help spread the gospel because it was the original message. Matthew was a tax collector. So when we look at the beginning of Matthew, Matthew talks about the generation of Jesus from Abraham to Mary, talked about Jesus' family history. Luke was a physician, so he started off by talking about the birth of Jesus, his genealogy from Joseph to Adam. And John, the revelator, he talked about the testimony of Jesus. Jesus being a man in the natural, but the Son of God in the spiritual sense. And how he linked Jesus as being the Word of God and being with God in the beginning. And then that Word becoming flesh, who we know as Jesus. But Mark was a realist. Mark was a doer. Mark was all about the ministry of Jesus. That's why in the book of Mark, it started off by talking about the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, talking about his ministry. But then in verse 14, it says, now after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Now let's go back to St. Matthew, the third chapter. Going to talk about the real OG. St. Matthew, the third chapter, starting at verse 1, says, in those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea. In those days, what days are they talking about? In those days, well, let's go back to Malachi. Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament. Matthew, the first book of the New Testament, so they're not far from each other. Malachi, the fourth chapter, starting at verse 4, and it reads, remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. This is God speaking, telling him to remember the law of Moses, his servant, which he commanded him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and the judgments, which we know to be the Ten Commandments. And verse 5 reads, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Now, that's talking about the second advent, not the second coming, not the rapture, but the second advent, when Jesus comes back with the armies of God, those that have been raptured, glory to God. says, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with the curse. So God has told them to remember the law of Moses. Remember the Ten Commandments that I gave Moses for the nation of Israel. And while you are remembering to do the Ten Commandments, I'm going to send a messenger before the Advent, before the second Advent, when Jesus comes with the armies of God. So we see here that this is the last commandment that God gave the Israelites in the Old Testament. And it's also the last prophecy that God had given them. Up until the New Testament, when John the Baptist was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And see, in between that time, it had been around 500 years. Around 500 years that there was silence. Silence. No preaching. No revelation. Imagine how the world was during that time. But then it says in St. Matthew's, the third chapter, verse 1, said, in those days, during that time when there was no message, there was no revelation. I mean, people were doing their best to live according to the Ten Commandments, but Isaiah said on your best day, your righteousness is still as filthy rags. So no one was able to fulfill all of the commandments. As a matter of fact, aside from the Ten Commandments that God gave Moses, the laws of the Israelites, it was over 600 laws that they were trying to live by. Imagine that. A lot of people talk about those who were in the holiness church, about how the women should dress certain ways and, you know, not wearing makeup. But imagine trying to live by 600 laws talking about what you can and can't do. But when John the Baptist showed up, says, in those days, St. Matthew, the 3rd chapter, verse 1, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. See, now God was speaking again. God was speaking through John the Baptist, saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord, saying the Messiah, the anointed one, the one chosen to deliver and save us, he's on the way. Therefore, you need to repent. You need to turn away from your wicked ways. You need to stop sinning. Confess your sins. Repent and be baptized. Verse 4 says, and the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about him, about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. So this is what was going on. People were responding to the original gospel, the gospel of the kingdom of God, the message of repentance. Says they were confessing their sins and being baptized. Verse 7 says, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers. Now these are the leaders, the priests, the heads of the synagogue. Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. He said, don't be saying we don't have to repent. There's no need for us to repent because we're descendants of Abraham. We're in the family. Then John the Baptist said, for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. So it's not about being part of the family of Abraham. That God is able to raise up stones and make them children of Abraham. But it's all about turning from your wicked ways. It's all about repenting and responding to this original gospel. the message of salvation. Verse 10 says, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. That talks about judgment. Every sin will be judged. So everybody that's connected to sin, you know, a lot of people ask, how can God send somebody to hell? Well, he doesn't. The sin that's connected to people, that's what sends somebody to hell. That's why we must be separated from sin. Because the sin is going to be judged. The wages of sin is death. But that death is not a natural death. Yes, it has some effect in the natural. But the ultimate destination of sin is hell. That's where sin is going. So everyone that's connected to sin will also end up in hell. That's the gospel. That's why John the Baptist is saying, repent, turn away from sin, separate yourself, because sin is going to be judged. So I'm offering you this message of repentance, this message of salvation, the good news called the gospel. All you have to do is repent, confess your sins, and receive this message of salvation. This one who is going to come in verse 13, it reads, well, let's read in verse 11. I indeed baptize you, this is John the Baptist speaking, says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So he said, I'm baptizing you physically in this water, but the one who's coming after me, he's going to baptize you with Holy Ghost and with fire, because when I baptize you in this water, it's only affecting you naturally. But when Jesus comes, when he baptizes you with Holy Ghost and with fire, it's going to cleanse your soul, your inside. Something that this natural water can't reach. So John was speaking a new gospel, a new message. That's why it's called the real OG, the real original gospel. Something that had never been heard before. But because it was new, a lot of people resisted it. Like, how is this possible? And it goes on to say in verse 13, it says, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? John the Baptist was telling Jesus, you're coming and asking me to baptize you, but I'm the one that needs baptizing from you. But Jesus was the example, because what he was trying to get people to understand is when you go down in the water, when you're being baptized in the natural water, it's symbolic to me baptizing you with Holy Spirit, with the Holy Ghost, and with fire. Because you have confessed your sins, because you have repented, you turn from your evil ways. So now that you turn from your evil ways, now that you confess your sins, now that you receive me as your Lord and Savior, now it's time to be baptized as a representation of everything filthy being washed away. Everything that's not of God being washed away. Every sin that you committed being washed away. Everything in your past being washed away. Your hurts, your pain, your suffering, your failures, your faults, everything's being washed away. All things are passed away. Now, all things have become new. So when you go down in the water, after you have confessed your sins, after you have repented, after you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, when you go down in the water, when you come up, you're no longer the same. Glory to you. You're a new creation. Been washed. You've been cleansed. Talking about the real OG. So John the Baptist had this encounter with Jesus. And Jesus told him, I must be baptized to be an example, to show the people what it represents. And it says, after Jesus was baptized, verse 16, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So God spoke from heaven saying, this is he. This is he who John the Baptist have been talking about. This is my beloved Son. This is the one that you need to receive as your Lord and Savior. This is the chosen one. This is the Messiah. And then verse 17 in chapter 4, St. Matthew's 4 chapter, verse 17, it reads, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So Jesus continued to preach the original gospel, which is repent, confess your sin, and receive this gospel of salvation. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. See, this new gospel, this new message that Jesus was preaching, it was different because it came from heaven. He was offering everything that exists in heaven. He says, now it's at hand. Now it's here. Everything that you needed, now is here. But the only way to get it is you must repent. You must confess your sin. John the third chapter. John the third chapter, verse 3. It says, Jesus answered and said unto him, this rabbi that had approached Jesus, named Nicodemus. this ruler of the Jews. Jesus told him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Verse 4 reads, Nicodemus said unto him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Really can't tell if he's being sarcastic or if he's really that ignorant of not understanding what Jesus is saying. But Jesus helps him in verse 5. He says, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." So Jesus told him, this being born again is not physical, spiritual. It's spiritual. You must believe that God has sent me. And not only that he has sent me, but that I am the Messiah, that I am the Son of God, that I am the chosen one, the anointed one that has been sent to save you from your sins. This is what Jesus is offering. So this is what must be preached throughout the world. The real OG, the real original gospel, the gospel of the kingdom of God. We're in this world, but we're not of it. Therefore, we must separate ourselves from this world. See, this world will be judged. I don't want to be yoked up with it. The Bible says to be a friend of the world is to be an enemy with God. That's why it says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." We must separate ourselves from this world. This is serious. Everything that's going on now is because of people in the world are conducting it. So we must separate ourselves from what's going on in the world. We must live as kings and priests as kings and priests of the Most High God, as children, as sons and daughters of the Most High God. See, our kingdom is not of this world. Our kingdom is from heaven. That's why he said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We must walk and live as kings and priests, as children of God. He has given us authority. Says that he's given us the ability to become the sons of God. All we have to do is repent, confess our sins, accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Because as I said in the beginning, time is speeding up. And the more time speeds up, the quicker time runs out. We don't know how much time we have. But it says that when this gospel, this original gospel, this real OG has been preached to all the world, says then is when Jesus will return, what we call the rapture. When we look at technology of how it's so easy for messages to get from one place to the next, we really don't know how soon that time is. That's why we must be ready. The real OG, the real original gospel. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for revelation. Thank you for interpretation, Father. Now, Father, help us to go out into this world and share the real OG, the real original gospel, the gospel of the kingdom of God. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. The real OG. The real original gospel. Thank you once again for calling in. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I love you. God bless you. Talk to you next week.